Oh, gangster.
When do you go to Canada?
The 23rd.
That's Saturday.
No, that's a Wednesday.
The 23rd of November.
Maybe I have the date wrong.
Okay, because that is a solid Saturday right there.
Okay. Look at you. Motherfucker gets some Google Docs. All of a sudden, he feels like a whole motherfucker over here.
I got a plan, shit.
You got a whole ass. Okay.
Hello, humans. Welcome to Audio Face. We are an irreverent podcast about music, news, and culture that mostly matters. I'm Sean.
I'm Dan.
This is going to be an extremely short podcast, but fuck it. So we have...
episode 120
of this podcast.
We're going to be reviewing...
It's my turn host. You always think, Jesus. We got albums. We got Hot Pink from Doja Cat. We've got Magdalene, which how it should be said, from FKA Twigs, and Rex Life Raj. There's too many Rexes out there. It's like Lils. There's too many Lils.
I don't know too many Rexes, actually.
Too many Nouses. Father Figure 3, somewhere out there, or the albums that we talk about. No singles, because no.
No singles, because it was kind of a... We didn't have a lot of singles last week.
Way too many singles last week, and I need to not do singles.
Yeah,
and yes.
We do have to mention the elephant in the room. Bishop Nauru decided to delay his album.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, he delayed his album for the stupidest reason ever.
Yeah, he says he like got a lot of good feedback for his In My Zone single and said that he didn't want to rush out the release of his album. That's at least how I best interpreted it, because it seemed like mostly he just like was about to release an album, was building hype, and then just kind of cock-teased his audience, which is like not the best thing.
Which is annoying. So it better be fire next week when it's here.
Next week, well, actually, we don't know if it's officially coming out next week. It's just, like, delayed indefinitely, so...
Don't do the Kanye.
God. Well, we do know that next week we have probably DJ Shadow, Lady Antebellum, and Lil Peep coming up, because there is a little...
Asterisk.
Posthumous Peep.
Yeah, Posthumous Peep should be the album title.
Is that a little too saucy, or maybe not? And later this month...
No, we've said way worse things. I haven't got bleeped.
That's true. We haven't done a No Chill Island in a minute, but like...
Yeah, but you always say, I don't want to edit.
Okay, well, there's some times where it's like worth editing, like... Still. Let's go into it, shall we?
Yeah, so Doja Cat released an album called Hot Pink. It's 12 songs, 39 minutes long. And why the hell did you make me listen to this, is my question.
Because Doja Cat is the, remember the song Moo that we listened to a long time ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she made that. That was the viral thing. Now she's making a serious album.
Yeah, and it sucks. It's garbage. It's garbage.
I disagree with that.
It's really bad. It's really generic
pop. So it's poppy.
It's super poppy, and it's her voice is really whiny and crap, and there's so many good female musicians out there that are making great work, great different things, big ideas, as someone likes to say, and this is really on the low level of ideas. It's just really generic, it's crap, and just blah.
Wrong. It is.
It's like, bad.
You gave Ariana Grande more credit in her album than you're giving this, and this is definitely better than Ariana Grande's album, for sure.
Well, the reason why is because I got handcuffed. I wanted to go in on Ariana Grande, but you didn't let me, because I said some things.
Well, that doesn't... You were actually talking about substantive things about the album that made it better. Like, I like the song In Addiction in here. It does... I mean, yeah, it's a really bassy thing, but it is doing the thing that pop is doing this year, which I generally like the direction towards. Where it's not trying to like overwhelm you with sound, it's actually like subtracting sound in order to get a point across.
Yeah, but there's also like, it starts with Cybersex, which I didn't like, don't like how that song started the album. It just felt, it just feels too commercialized. Let's see going through my pictures. I wanna touch on you. You see me in my room. Wish you were here right now. All of the things I do, I wanna get freaky on camera. I love when we get freaky on camera. Did you which is always my biggest problem with pop. You do have experimental pop, which is rare, but it's out there. But this, to me, just feels way too structured, to where it's just way too generalized to make it sound good, if that makes any sense. I'm trying to figure out like the wording for it, but I did not like it at all, to where it's just, it's one of those where there's people coming out where they're like, you know what, I'll make music. And it's like, okay, you're not that good. Don't make music.
Well, so many people can make music. It's really easy to make music.
It is. It really is.
If you think you can get better, anyone can go ahead.
There is. I mean, there's been artists who have done that who have actually been good, and there's other artists who have done that who aren't that good, or who blow up from a random meme thing and then start becoming an artist. Like Bad Barbie is one of those who is garbage human being in general. Yeah, seriously. So it's the thing of 2019, or just this decade.
This decade of pop.
And it's not good. I don't like it. Fair enough. Whatever. Because my main thing is I'm comparing it to all the other female artists this year, and they have raised the bar so ridiculously high to where it's just now you've got to do something.
You have to do something good, better than just like standard like punch the clock in pop.
Literally, music. This is what it is. It feels like you're going to a job, you're punching the clock, you go, oh, you've got some features with Gucci Mane and Noda Little something Tyga.
Yeah, and it's actually like a really tolerable Tyga song because.
It actually wasn't horrible. And the Gucci Mane one was just boring. It wasn't terrible.
I mean, like, all of Gucci Mane's collaborations are just boring. It's just been floating around for a while now. But pretty much. But, like, the thing, like, there are themes of, like, empowerment, which you see. But, like, of course, there are other albums I've done this year that are better.
Yes.
And this continues the FKA Twigs thing that we'll talk about later on of, like, talking about empowerment, feeling good about yourself, and then inviting the like antithesis of that.
Truly, the worst person on earth to do it, Tyga.
Tyga Tequila Kisses.
Tyga, because exactly, that's what I looked at. I'm like, all right, I lose respect for you if you're trying to be like, oh, look, we are all bad bitches, we do this, but you invite Tyga on your, you just lost all credibility to what you just said.
Overdose, you bring it back, back, back. I'm a big dog trying to eat the kitty cat, cat. I'ma slide in the way it fit. I could tell we match. All about my racks, hella cheese. I don't fuck with rats. Big crib in Hollywood.
As the infamous Game of Thrones quote is, everything before butt is bullshit, and anything before Tyga is bullshit on this album. And that happens to be the last song on this album. So it's all bullshit.
Goddamn. So the arbitrary scale this week is billionaires, because should they exist? No. So you're going to have a lot of options. Hashtag no politics.
Okay.
So we are going to, I'm just saying, if you can live a fantastic life with $999,999.99, you did great. You can do a hell of a lot of jobs in 99 cent store. But anyways, I would give Doja Cat a Bill Gates. Done a lot of good for the world, but you gotta do more than just punch the clock and claim that, well, if I only have to live on $7 billion, how the hell will I do that?
This is a solid Michael Bloomberg where he's like, I'm coming to the rescue of the little man by being a billionaire and running for president, so that way I can get my corporate tax rates even lower than they already are. Hashtag no politics.
I'm gonna run for mayor so I can basically enslave black people on a national scale. Remember when I said that the NYPD was my personal police force? No, he said it was his personal army.
Army. No, so he didn't say police force, he said army. Get that right. And then now there's, never mind. No, this isn't the political part. So T.I.
T.I. is under fire.
You talking about T.I.
That's T.I. God, I just need like a whole like Boondocks soundboard at this point.
We really need a Boondocks soundboard. Like,
That'll be a... Maybe we get a Patreon page.
I was about to say that's a, what are those? Stretch goals.
Stretch goals. Look at this. Okay.
I know how to internet.
Fucking corporate shot over here. So T.I. is under fire after revealing on a podcast this week that he has an OBGYN check her 18-year-old, his 18-year-old daughter's hymen to make sure that she's still a virgin.
Holy shit. First off, never mind. I'm not going down that road.
No, no. Well, I'll explain. We report, and then Sean will decide. I want you to go in, and I'm willing to bleep if necessary, because I want to be able to get this out, because this is really funny.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. T.I. was on the podcast Ladies Like Us from Podcast One, the same network that also hosts noted racist Laura Ingraham, but T.I. also is on Netflix's Rhythm and Flow, the, like, voice for rap show that's on Netflix. That's pretty cool. But they were talking about different things, and then the topic became, his daughter and his, like, children and, like, sex life in general. And he said something along the lines of, like, sometimes we'll be, like, out partying or something right before our 18th birthday, and then I'll leave a note on the refrigerator the next morning that says, 9 a.m., gyno. Yeah, she checks to make sure that we have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen is the full quote. T.I.'s been taking her to these appointments since she was 16. And by the way, just for the record, he says that he is totally fine with his 15-year-old boy's active sex life. Sean, your thoughts?
Oh, first off, I'm no gynecologist, but I'm pretty sure if you put on a tampon, it busts your hymen, correct? I'm wrong.
That's absolutely correct. Okay. I'm also not a gynecologist.
But I'm pretty sure.
The only thing we're gynecologists is guy. That's it.
Yeah.
We're not even an ecologist. No. But, like,
I'm pretty that could sure. Happen. So, he's dumb. He's doing the young DJ Khaled of, I ain't gonna go down on a bitch, but I'll get up, but she'll suck my dick all day.
Yeah.
It's that misogynistic. Well, I'm not even on a warpath against misogynists, but these two, I'm on a warpath of, you know what, you need to get the Arab policies that are in the countries where you can't drive and shit and you get stoned and you need to be like, your husband's gonna do whatever you want to. I want that done for those two males.
Right. Like, they should be able to be treated in the puritanical ways and, like, have
down.
To live that way.
Exactly.
And be told, like, hey, respect your king.
I want them, what is that Amazon show?
Man in the High Castle.
No, that's a Nazi show. No, the one, it is on Amazon, but the one of the women that, I've never watched it, but all I know is that the women go crazy.
Girls Gone Wild.
No, god damn. But they're like, it's like when a religious order takes over,
Ozarks.
No, god damn it, hold on. Fucking A, I can't think of the title.
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale, there we go. I want Jesus them to Christ. Be in Handmaid's Tale, but them to be women.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it because I forget the lead actress, she's a Scientologist, and I just can't. And she's, like, deep in there. Like, Tom Cruise levels in there.
Oh, that's intense.
So that's why I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Pull handbrake on that.
Also, there are ways you can have sex without the hymen breaking. So it's just, like, a whole, like there's oral sex. There's...
Oh, that's true. Or you could technically call
there's,
it
there's,
sex
there's the poop hole loophole.
No, that's called the VIP entrance.
So
the birthday entrance.
Magdalene released an FKA Twigs.
FKA Twigs. God, I still can't look at this album cover. It gives me nightmares. Please. Magdalene.
Yeah, I did it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We got him.
Magdalene, 9 songs, 38 minutes long. This is very interesting. It's experimental as fuck, and I did not expect it to be, like, African-American-ass Bjork over here, and I'm down.
FKA Twigs has been kind of, like...
Like, I haven't listened to much of her stuff. Like, little things here or there. But yeah. more of the hits and everything, which... is more generalized, but it's still good.
I will say,
you tell it's different.
For the Audio Face Real Ones, FKA Twigs was first a recommendation that was made by Tammy on, like, episode 18-ish or so.
Mm-hmm.
Really early on for LP1.
This is for LP1, right?
Which was her, like, first thing, which was this, like, really beautiful, like,
different.
Art piece that had to do with, like, experimental music, but also, like, industrial things around, like, sensuality and all these different themes. It was really rad. And so this is kind of, like, in instrumentals and in, like, production, a similar but definitely, like, a big evolution from that. And then thematically a lot different. I'd say it's, like, less on the sensuality, more on, like, the experiencing
emotions. It's definitely emotional as hell. All the lyrics point to that. The construction of it's very different. I love it. Except for the song Future, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
It's great because all these songs... like Mary Magdalene, that song at the end, it starts to, I've talked about this before, right? It starts to crescendo and really builds up towards the end.
Yeah.
And a lot of more and more artists are starting to do that, which I love. But there's a couple of tracks where the instrumentals in it are just fantastic, where it's just a bunch of keyboards overlaying on top of each other and different sounds that you don't get to hear that often, especially in more, I wouldn't say super popular music, but a more well-known artist, yeah. up-and-coming artist that is popular. I like this album
yeah.
a lot. The whole women empowering thing.
The whole woman empowering thing.
But then you bring in Future.
Yeah. It wasn't like a horrible detour because...
I mean, the song wasn't terrible. For a Future song, it wasn't awful. It just was a
normal trap song. I really couldn't understand much of what he was saying.
I literally have absolutely no idea what he said.
And we talked about this when we reviewed the single. But like, I read a lot about the single coming into it and the album and what the theme is supposed to be going into it. And we talked about it on Audioface. And I originally got the impression just from reading that it was all about the, like, basically the Future single was going to be the only really, like, upbeat sort of part of the album. And that's definitely not true. Like, I think both the songs around it, like, Sad Day,
they're not high tempo or anything, but they're definitely upbeat, especially towards the end, because those two songs have that crescendo in the end, and it makes it makes it joyous.
But it makes it so, like, the Future thing, even though it is, like, the biggest reach of the album, doesn't feel out of place at all. Like, yeah, I especially love how, like, Sad Day leans into it, kind of the melancholy parts the beginning mm-hmm. of the album has, into this, like, different thing. And with the experiment, which I love, it kind of goes through, like, an album with different moods and mm-hmm. gives you, like, an up and down kind of thing. So
exactly.
You actually go through these emotions.
And Cellophane, the ender, is fantastic. I really enjoy that song. This is a good album. I really enjoy this. So again, with female artists, they're kicking ass this year, man. They're really doing different things. So keep up experimentation. I fucks with it heavy.
Yeah.
So billionaire lists for me.
Who's an experimental billionaire?
Well, for me, this is Richard Branson, 100%.
Richard Branson, okay.
Because, you know, Virgin Orbit. I was just at Cosmic Girl, the 747. That's
yeah.
A bit crazy. He's the only billionaire that I think I could have a conversation with. Probably.
I think so.
Any other billionaire I think is just a little off mentally.
I'm going to do Li Ka-shing because he heads a conglomerate that has like a really powerful foundation, and there's a Li Ka-shing Center at Berkeley that's really cool, and hopefully he's not a ravenous
capitalist.
They're all ravenous capitalists.
Pretty much.
And now we go across the pond for a little bit of conservative news. Stormzy Daniels. Stormy, as he rarely sort of does, has like ventured into politics. And because the reason why he did is because he's talking about British Conservative Member of Parliament Jacob Rees-Mogg, who said that a fire at Grenfell Towers, this like huge fire that happened at basically like not quite a project, but a huge apartment tower where a lot of like poor
that happened
people
a couple years ago, right?
Yeah. Lived in 2017. And 72 people died. He said that he previously said that the victims of the tower block fire lacked common sense, basically blaming the people who died in the fire, like those people on the fire. And then Stormzy was on a show and who's demanding a resignation of him, calling him an actual piece of shit. Which he never gets political. It's kind of really funny how he kind of goes away from this, but he's like, we're in the whole like angry tweet.
Oh, he just went on. Oh, yes. That's beautiful.
Yeah. This happened. Get the fuck out of here, LMAO. We ain't that dumb, lads. This is blood on the British government's hands. Grenfell was their fault and their fault alone.
And he said, and he joined Georgia Smith and Rita Ora for a charity single for the survivors. And they called out young Theresa May before, you know, she got a little. got the little downvote out.
To take a shot every time the Brits have a snap election.
Oh, fucking A. How many times are y'all going to talk about Brexit? The Germans are like, we're tired of this shit. Just fucking leave at this point.
Go already.
Just go. So, Rex Life Raj, that's a mouthful, has an album, Father Figure 3, Somewhere Out There. 15 songs, 48 minutes long. It's good.
Kind of long for a 2019 album.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's super long, but it's not Migos, so...
Yeah, it's like good. It's 48 minutes is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, I like 45 is usually my perfect standpoint. So 48, still within that realm. There's only a few artists I will let get away with an hour-long album now. So, but anyways, this is, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like that...
Trap and B
is the best way to say it. There's a couple great songs in this album. I need to grab my headphones real quick, but there's like an instrumental piece in it. Like a half instrumental piece, and it is fan fucking tastic. No, like some trap and B, I like some. Normally, I've been like hit and miss with it. This is very good for what it is. The first two songs on the album get you set up for a mood of ooh, like this is, you know, when you're winding down after a workout, you know, after a long day of blasting Mobama and 10 Freaky Girls, and you need some chill music when you're stretching, you put on Father Figure 3, and that's what you do.
Yeah, Yes, did totally play him because he's a Bay Area rapper and I want to like have my bias made super clear. But I also found the single that he released for this album, Moonwalk, which is the third song of the album, which is just like this really just fun banger of a song. And it includes this like what I think is one of the best like tears in a part of the song in the middle of it with like lyrically. What the fuck I'm supposed to? Reparation, bitch, I need a check. Ooh, can't hear you from in the sky, cause I've been going postal. Need a bag wherever we at. Yes. I come from the side of town where they gun you down, but we made a way through it. Baggage claim like I work in spirit, but it's only spirit, so you can relate to it. Broke, nigga. I done Copenhagen, know I bought the bait to him. Shit still be surprising me, like what I say to him. Why they fuck with me? How I skate through so luckily. Pops got me knife sharp, I feel like I am cutlery. My circle, Cheerios. It's just really fun. But, like, the album has a lot of variety in it that it offers. Some of it is purely. Some of it's purely rap, and some of it's more trappy, and some of it's more singy, but thankfully it's not the kind of trap and B that's like the Whaley voice trap and B.
It's not,
like
with, no.
Trippie Redd.
Trippie Redd, yeah, because Trippie Redd is that stupid trap voice. Yeah, it's that stupid trap voice that you put in trap and B.
And this I like is, it sometimes, but like I at a very like at small extent.
This
like,
is fantastic much. With the voice, because it goes well where it feels like an R&B voice, but with that trap with R&B beats, and this is fantastic for that.
Yeah,
I really, really enjoyed it. I like Mad Real a lot. The second song. Hey, you trying to get on? Dig it on. We do not condone a Debbie Downer. You be hella shy into yourself. Till you playing with your nose off the chowder. Berkeley nights in the hill. Might have did shrooms, ain't no telling what's real. Yeah, floating, I wish that I had guilt. Wishing I could make time stand still when these nights get mad real. When these nights get mad real. That's the song that really swooped me into the album. It's the first song I enjoyed. The second song, I'm like, okay, I can fuck with this heavy.
Yeah.
And listen to this all the time. The album, it kind of feels a little bit long by... I think No Permission Needed and War. It felt like, okay, it's starting to go drag on a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's just because the genre of it is, I wouldn't say.
There's not a lot of like wiggle room. Yeah, like a lot exactly. of it's been, it was so thoroughly explored in like late 2018. that now everything's just felt like a catty iteration off of something that's come out from the past.
Yeah,
everything in trap, at least. And I unfortunately felt that, like, oh, I like this spin, almost to the point where, like, all the trap songs I've liked this year are essentially iterations of, like, one or two trap songs I liked last year, but, like,
done with
a little bit more instrumentation added on to layer.
That's what I've been saying forever with it. And that's also the problem of Trap and B, but if you're going to make a Trap and B album, it better be similar to this,
yeah,
or even better than this,
which
is hard.
And to be fair, like, I think the song's, like, it ends pretty well with Chubb's re-up in Time.
Time's a good, I like that song.
The
very last one, right? Yeah.
At your house and I'm on the road, in your bed and in my mode. In my head, I spend hella time, you be on my mind. Wish I could strengthen what we develop, but I sacrifice for that bottom line. It be push and pull on the balance beam. Tight rope, but I don't slip. Finish line like a million miles. I just hope you're down for the road trip. I love your patience. It's working on me now, it's contagious. Might go to Cuba and take a vacation.
Yeah.
Because the re-up, I don't remember the re-up. It's just, the time's good. I like that song.
The re-up just like, the re-up.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
It's really simple. It's almost like light Anderson .Paak. Definitely not as funky, but like it's getting kind of there.
Yeah.
But like it just sort of shows that, like, you have a lot more range in this album than you'd usually get.
Way more range.
The bangers like with Kalani, Kenny Beats, Boss even. And then you just have like the kind of light ones. Chubbs is like a maniac fuck song. It's really hilarious.
That sounds wild.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with it. It's interesting for our Trap and B album. I still think it gets a little bit long, but that's just at that point. But those two songs, and then once you get to Chubbs, those last three are fantastic.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that for sure. Billionaire List.
Yeah, let me.
Okay, how do you want to do it? So, do you want to do it like actually good people, or
no,
the more rich you are?
So far. Like good, like,
okay, so like
just good, like good billionaires.
Like good billionaires.
you are one of the good ones.
You are one of the good ones. Dude, that's wild.
The CEO of Salesforce.
CEO of Salesforce.
He's a billionaire. He's like has been advocating for like billionaires' taxes to be raised in San Francisco to deal with homelessness. He's not on the list like of the top billionaires, but he's definitely a billionaire. He at least wants to get rid of his money. But like it's just a good billionaire. Also, he's a Bay Area billionaire, just like Rex Life Raj is a Bay Area rapper.
Hold on, let me check the network. He's a billionaire. Okay. Owner of the Anaheim Ducks, Henry Samueli.
Samueli,
because he's like a big time inventor and stuff. Huh. I've heard from sources from Ducks fans around here that he's actually a decent
person. There's the Henry Samueli School of Engineering at UCLA.
There you go. Yeah.
And he is the chairman of the board at Broadcom. They make like basically the infrastructure for everyone's internet.
Yeah, I would say he does everybody's internet.
That's the internet.
But he likes hockey a lot, and he bought the Ducks. And yeah. They're doing okay now. But yeah, he got John Gibson, so.
Free John Gibson.
For free John Gibson on the real. So, but that's a good billionaire. There you go. Yeah. And on Audio Face, we always like to end this last song, right? Yeah. We always like to end the podcast on a fun. You know, it's like the Sunday funnies, as MF Doom likes to say. And I used to read back in the day. So
me too. What was your favorite? I like Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace. Whatever the one that the dude who had a green vest and a really long nose on the newspaper thingies. I forget what. He had glasses, big ass nose. Was it Gilbert, maybe?
No.
No, that's Doug. That's a different thing. I completely blanked. I read this when I was... Cartoon.
Yeah, I'm not going to get anywhere. Just quit Googling.
Just
here.
Like, no.
Yeah, no.
Anyways, whatever that was. So, imagine.
Pearls Before Swine. No, that's a different one.
That's okay. Imagine Dragons, everybody's least favorite rock band on earth. Maybe next to A-Ball Nation, but we'll get
A-Ball Nation is coming back.
Exactly.
By the way, which sucks.
And that's when I'm going to get bleeped, and he's going to have to edit that because I'm going in.
I don't know.
Anyways, they got Sebastian Gorka banned from YouTube for playing the music. So Sebastian Gorka was one of those Trump advisors who had ties to the Nazis, you know, insert name here.
As they do.
And,
Wait, there should be a Wikipedia article that says list of former Donald Trump advisors, surrogates, or, like, employees who have ties to Nazis.
Why isn't that an arbitrary scale?
It's a Richard Spencer. Because I don't want to tie racist to any of these albums.
Anyways,
Sebastian Gorka has ties to Nazis, Hungarian Nazis, if we're being specific. He also sounds like a Marvel villain. He's the official he's the official enemy of Chapo Trap House. Behold, Mr. Chapo. He really talks like that. Anyways, he keeps blasting or like playing song like Imagine Dragon songs, including Radioactive, during his radio show during the live stream. And like rule number two of Twitter is you don't play clips of like copyrighted music, yeah, because you'll get like there's a thing on YouTube that just like scans every single video that's uploaded as it's uploaded it's for music. Yeah. If it's copyrighted music, you don't always get banned, but like the basically the least thing that happens is the artist gets all the money from that video. So you don't make any money, but the artist makes money from all the videos. So, or the audio gets lifted or gets demonetized entirely, or you get banned if you're Imagine Dragons and you really hate the fact that the Hungarian Nazi who sounds like a Marvel villain is
using your
maybe
music.
Not a Marvel villain because Marvel's Disney, even though Disney really likes the Nazis. So let's just say this DC villain is...
and DC's better anyways.
Fair enough. Mr. Chapo. So he got a cease and desist. Gorka's YouTube channel was completely, permanently deleted.
Oh, shit.
A statement from YouTube confirmed it was terminated due to multiple copyright strikes. And so we can thank Imagine Dragons for that.
Hey, Imagine Dragons, you did something right for once. Claps for you guys. Good job. You didn't suck for once in your entire life. This has been Audio Face.
This has been Audio Face.
Episode 120. We've got some albums next week. Allegedly Bishop Neru, question mark. We don't know.
Probably not.
But we'll let you know when that happens.
There'll be an episode that drops.
We'll be talking about Coldplay as well. We'll be getting that sometime
later
this month.
Yeah.
I forget when the album
comes
out. Because
Coldplay's releasing their album like later this month. And we'll definitely have an episode where we'll talk about like the history and where Sean stopped becoming a Coldplay fan. Yeah, because we've definitely talked about this a lot in the podcast.
We do.
This is lore. We need to settle the air.
That shit still breaks my heart to this day. Anyways, so you can follow moi at SW Suarez on all the platforms, even if I don't trust you because, you know, I made it public. So have fun. Do whatever the fuck you want.
For now.
Actually, don't. I will quickly ma'am people. I got no chill. I don't give a fuck.
Sean is very light with Twitter, as we say, so he'll get friendly with the block button. I'll tell him.
Yeah. I will start mashing. I'm pumping F's into your dead body.
Talk about me. I love talking about myself, hearing about myself.
We know, asshole. That's why your name is at Dan from the internet on fucking Instagram and Dan from the web at Twitter, because somebody still has that Dan from the internet on Twitter, and he is egg. And you can follow the podcast at Audio Face Pod on all the platforms. And yeah, there you go. Audioface.show. YouTube.audioface.show.
Yes, audioface.show is the website. YouTube.audioface.show is how you get our stuff on
clips,
YouTube.
If you want to. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, because that's where most of it's listening. But you should switch to Spotify because Apple's communist.
And that thing you were talking about earlier about like why like music automatically gets copyrighted out of YouTube videos, that's why it's harder for us to upload YouTube videos.
Because you have to make separate versions.
And like that's like a lot of work. I'm finding a way to make it easier, so I should get them to like upload faster so we'll have more reviews and stuff on YouTube more constantly. But like,
and you can see our pretty faces,
of course. But we hope definitely y'all have been liking the Instagram stuff we've been doing.
Yes.
Lately, so we'll definitely have more of that. But thank you for watching.
Yeah. Listen, thank you guys. Cheers. Bye.
What were you gonna say about AWOL Nation?
No, nothing. They're just the absolute garbage heathen.
They're coming
back. Cancers. Like, they're just that cancer that never goes away. When you got like testicular cancer, you get rid of one ball, and you're like, okay, it's bad, it's gone. And then you feel a lump the other day, and you're like, oh shit,
you're here like,
you
grow go again.
He's like, oh shit, here you go again. You gotta chop it off again. You gotta go through the whole thing. It's like, can you just leave? It's another screamo thing where I think they like literally half the band is Imagine Dragons just drunk.
Yeah.
That's like, AWOL Nation. They're
AWOL Nation is just like Imagine Dragons alter ego. Like MF Doom just has like a bunch of different alter egos, like he's releasing
right?
music
exactly.
no one notices.
That's what I swear to God, that's where they are. Like they're long lost brothers, or they're the same humans. I don't know, and they all sound the same. It's like Migos, when they all look the same.
Have to get Ken Klemenstein on. Did a little TYT investigation on it. My favorite thing.
Also, are we still recording? Also, Free Lula. Lula was released
from
motherfucking prison.
Yo,
and that was wild.
My boy's getting swole.
Our boy's getting so swole. Dude, this is the happiest I've ever seen Caesar in a long time, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I went on Twitch with him. We're playing Apex, and he sees from We Made a Podcast. He was just like giddy as can be. He's like, dude, like, I don't even know how long, how many days, but Lula's been free from that Bolsonaro